Hey guys, welcome to Walk and Talk Essentials, the perfect podcast for those of you who are just beginning to practice their English or are ready to improve and move up to the next level in fluency. This is Teacher Callie, professor at Fluency Academy, and hopefully by now you're familiar with the drill. It's important that you repeat after me so that you can hear your own speaking voice in English. This is a great way to practice pronunciation, and it will make a big difference in your learning. In today's episode, we will hear a conversation between two friends talking on the phone. Let's see if you can understand a little something from their conversation. Listen to the dialogue.
Hello, may I speak to Alice, please?
This is she. How's it going?
I've been trying to call you all day.
Sorry about that. I was cleaning up.
It's okay.
So what were you calling me about?
Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out tomorrow.
Sure. What do you want to do?
Maybe we can go to the park. What do you think?
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
I'll see you tomorrow then.
Okay, see you then.
In this dialogue, we see that a friend calls the other to ask her out. In the end, they agree to go out together the next day. Let's listen again and see if you can understand a little bit more this time.
Hello, may I speak to Alice, please?
This is she. How's it going?
I've been trying to call you all day.
Sorry about that. I was cleaning up.
It's okay.
So what were you calling me about?
Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out tomorrow.
Sure. What do you want to do?
Maybe we can go to the park. What do you think?
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
I'll see you tomorrow then.
Okay, see you then.
So, did you get anything? Let's see what happens in this conversation by learning the meanings and repeating each phrase. First thing, do you remember how the person answered the phone? She says, hello? Repeat with me, hello? And then she says, may I speak to Alice, please? We use may as a formal and polite way to ask someone's permission. May I go to the bathroom? May I come in? May I speak to... Let's say this step by step. Repeat after me. May I? May I? Right. And the continuation is speak to Alice, which means talk to her. How do you say talk to Alice? Speak to Alice. Good. And putting it all together, may I speak to Alice, please? May I speak to Alice, please? Repeat one more time. May I speak to Alice, please? Very good. Do you remember how Alice answers? She wants to tell the person that it's her speaking. Good. She says, this is she. Repeat after me. This is she. This is she. Good. Then she adds, how's it going? Repeat, how's it going? How's it going just means, how are you? How are things? Say it one more time. How's it going? Very good. Putting it all together, you would say, this is she. How's it going? This is she. How's it going? The other person then worriedly says, I've been trying to call you all day, which means they've been calling over and over again throughout the day. Let's see the first part. Repeat with me. I've been trying. I've been trying.
good, I've been trying means that there have been continuous attempts to do something. Now say, to call you. To call you. Very good. And the last part is all day. All day. Now the whole phrase. I've been trying to call you all day. One more time. I've been trying to call you all day. Great. Alice then says, sorry about that. I was cleaning up, which is an apology or an explanation. Repeat the first part with me. Sorry about that. Sorry about that means I'm sorry for what happened, or simply, I'm sorry. Say it one more time. Sorry about that. Good. Now say, I was cleaning up. Cleaning up means cleaning the house, tidying. Say it one more time. I was cleaning up. Great. The friend then replies, it's okay. Repeat after me. It's okay. Alice then wants to know why her friend called her. She says, so what were you calling me about? Let's break this into parts. You were calling me means that the person was dialing their phone and trying to talk to Alice. That's why it's in the past continuous. It was something that happened over a period of time, but the action is completed. You were calling me. Repeat. You were calling me. Say it one more time. You were calling me. Very good. But since it's a question, we need to invert the you with the were. So it's, were you calling me? Repeat. Were you calling me? The question is, what were you calling me about? Repeat, what were you calling me about? Say it one more time. What were you calling me about? Awesome. This is like another way to ask, why were you calling me? What were you calling me about? Then we hear their answer. Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out tomorrow. Hang out is a common and more informal way to say to share or spend time together, relaxing or going to someone's house or another place with a friend. Repeat, to hang out. To hang out. Oh, I just wanted to. See if you. Wanted to hang out. Tomorrow. Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out. Tomorrow. Good. Now let's try that all together. Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out tomorrow. Good. Again? Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out tomorrow. Awesome. Now let's hear their response. They say, sure, what did you want to do? Repeat, sure, Sure. What did you actually sounds a little different in conversation when we're speaking a little quicker. This is called a reduction. What did you sounds more like what did ya? What did ya? Repeat. What did ya? What did ya? Good. Now, want to do. Want to is also a reduction. It might sound more like wanna. Repeat, wanna. Wanna. Great. Now all together? Sure. What did you wanna do? Sure. What did you wanna do? Again, sure. What did you want to do? The friend then suggests, maybe we can go to the park. What do you think? This is the perfect way to present a plan or a suggestion. Maybe, what do you think? Repeat after me. Maybe. Maybe we can go. Maybe we can go. Where does the friend suggest they go? Do you remember? She says to the park. Yep. Putting these two parts together then, say, maybe we can go to the park. Very good. Say it again. Maybe we can go to the park. What do you think? Say it one more time. What do you think? Very good. What do you think, in this case, has more of the sense of, are you in agreement? Wanting to know the opinion of the other person. Well, Alice then says, that sounds like fun. Let's do it. Repeat after me. That sounds like fun. That sounds like fun means it seems fun. So, how would you respond to an invitation saying that it seems fun? Sounds like fun. Well done. And she also says, let's do it. Repeat after me. Let's do it. Let's do it. And putting these two parts together then, repeat. That sounds like fun. Let's do it. Again. That sounds like fun. Let's do it. The friend then replies, I'll see you tomorrow then. Repeat, I'll see you tomorrow then. I'll see you tomorrow then. Good. Say it one more time. I'll see you tomorrow then. Good. Alice then ends up saying, see you then. Repeat, see you then. See you then. Great. Now, as usual, shall we look at the dialogue once more? I'm sure it will make much more sense now. Let's go.
Hello, may I speak to Alice, please?
This is she. How's it going?
I've been trying to call you all day.
Sorry about that. I was cleaning up.
It's okay.
So what were you calling me about?
Oh, I just wanted to see if you wanted to hang out tomorrow.
Sure. What do you want to do?
Maybe we can go to the park. What do you think?
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
I'll see you tomorrow then.
Okay, see you then.
So, how do you feel? Was it easier to understand the dialogue this time? Well, congrats. We've made it to the end of this episode of Walk and Talk. As always, if you feel like you need to, you can listen to the podcast or just the dialogue again. And make sure you let your voice be heard. Speak up loud and proud. Get used to the new expressions and expose yourself as much as possible to English. Oh, I also recommend listening to the other episodes if you haven't already, because we've got a variety of topics to help you expand your vocabulary. Remember that any difficulties in the beginning are super normal. And guess what? You're already on your way to fluency. Just know that we're in this together. That's it, guys. I'll see you on our next edition of Walk and Talk. Bye!